Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
If you want to listen and read at the same time, we have a transcript of this podcast on the Premier Skills English website.
This week, we focus on Leicester City winning the FA Cup, a surprise goal scorer for Liverpool, and this season's Premier League champions, Manchester City.
We're going to look at three headlines from the weekend's action, and in each headline, we'll include an idiom that we then explain in a little more detail.
Ah, yes, we're continuing to look at idioms. This is our second episode about idioms. I think these phrases are fun, but they can be difficult to learn and use.
While you listen to each headline, think about the football story and the sentence either before or after the idiom. This will help you understand.
The three idioms we're looking at this week are to be over the moon, once in a blue moon, and to shoot for the moon. Can you see a connection between them?
Remember that we'll also have a language challenge for you to have a go at later in the show, so you need to be ready for that.
Fantastic Foxes win first FA Cup.
Leicester City fans were over the moon as their team won the FA Cup for the first time in their history. Youri Tielemans scored the only goal of the game, a fantastic long-range strike. Leicester had to hang on against Chelsea, and there was a brilliant Kasper Schmeichel save and late VAR drama, but the Foxes got over the line.
Leicester fans and players were so happy at the end. You could see that it meant a lot to them.
Yes, it was a brilliant performance. I think they deserved it. I'm very happy for them.
Leicester fans are happy. Leicester players are happy. You're happy. Everyone is happy. And our first idiom today means to be very happy.
Did you hear me use an idiom in the headline that means to be very happy? I said Leicester fans were over the moon.
To be over the moon means to be very happy or excited about something. You might be over the moon when your team wins an important match, when you pass an exam, or when your first child is born.
Football players use this idiom a lot in interviews after they've won or scored an important goal.
There are lots of idioms you can use to say that you're very happy. We can say over the moon, on cloud nine, on top of the world, in seventh heaven, or we're happy as Larry.
Happy as Larry is a funny idiom. Who is Larry? I've absolutely no idea.
Neither did I, so I looked it up, and Larry was a boxer who won a lot of money and was very happy about it. And a newspaper from New Zealand ran the headline, Happy as Larry.
There was also a bonus idiom in the headline. Did you hear it? It was to get over the line.
Rich said the Foxes got over the line. To get over the line means to be successful, but by a small or narrow margin.
Well done to Leicester City. Let's move on to our second headline. New Premier League champions aim for more.
Newly crowned Premier League champions Manchester City won a 4-3 thriller at Newcastle, with Ferran Torres grabbing a hat-trick. City, who won the Premier League earlier in the week, now shoot for the moon when they head to Portugal to battle for a first ever Champions League trophy.
It was a classic Premier League game. City came from behind twice and Torres scored a superb hat-trick. That back heel was sensational.
City have one more Premier League game and then it's the Champions League final against Chelsea.
It'll be a tough game. Chelsea have had a difficult week, losing the FA Cup final and the women's team losing their Champions League final against Barcelona.
Yes, Chelsea will be looking to turn their fortunes around.
Let's look back at our second headline and the idiom we want to look at. Jack said City will now shoot for the moon.
To shoot for the moon means to try to get or achieve something that's very difficult or challenging. The Champions League is very difficult to win, especially if you haven't won it before.
To shoot for the moon can also mean to have or to set very high ambitions. My dad always told me to shoot for the moon when I was a kid.
This means always try to aim to be the best that you can. Try to be as ambitious as you can.
Manchester City, as a club, definitely shot for the moon when their new owners arrived. Their fans probably can't believe the progress the club has made in the last 20 years.
I think the new owners came in and said the sky's the limit for Manchester City.
The sky's the limit, a bonus idiom for you there. The sky's the limit means there's no limit to what you can achieve. You can be as successful as you want to be.
Let's move on to our final headline. Alisson saves Liverpool.
Alisson Becker's injury time header gave Liverpool 3 precious points in their fight for Champions League football next season. Goalkeepers only score once in a blue moon, and it's the first time a goalkeeper has ever scored a header in a Premier League match.
It was pretty special, wasn't it?
It was a brilliant header. I really couldn't believe what I was seeing. I think that's exactly what Jurgen Klopp said after the match too.
It's the first time a goalkeeper has scored for Liverpool in their entire history.
And it means Liverpool can now qualify for the Champions League if they win their final 2 games. So it was an important goal too.
Okay, did you hear the idiom Rich used in the headline? It was once in a blue moon. Rich said that goalkeepers only score once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon means not very often, very infrequently. Only 8 goals have been scored by goalkeepers in Premier League history. How often do they happen?
Once in a blue moon.
A more common phrase that means the same as once in a blue moon is hardly ever. I like this phrase and I think it's very useful. Goalkeepers hardly ever score.
Okay, we've looked at 3 stories and 3 idioms in our headlines. The idioms we've looked at were to be over the moon, to shoot for the moon, and once in a blue moon.
Listen to the headlines again to hear these idioms in context. And don't forget to look at the website for the transcript if you want to check your understanding of any of this vocabulary.
Fantastic Foxes win first FA Cup.
Leicester City fans were over the moon as their team won the FA Cup for the first time in their history. Youri Tielemans scored the only goal of the game, a fantastic long-range strike. Leicester had to hang on against Chelsea, and there was a brilliant Kasper Schmeichel save and late VAR drama, but the Foxes got over the line. New Premier League champions aim for more.
Newly crowned Premier League champions Manchester City won a 4-3 thriller at Newcastle with Ferran Torres grabbing a hat-trick. City, who won the Premier League earlier in the week, now shoot for the moon when they head to Portugal to battle for a first ever Champions League trophy. Alisson saves Liverpool.
Alisson Becker's injury time header gave Liverpool 3 precious points in their fight for Champions League football next season. Goalkeepers only score once in a blue moon, and it's the first time a goalkeeper has ever scored a header in a Premier League match. It's time for our football prediction. Last week, we both went for a Chelsea win in the Champions League final, but sadly, we got that prediction horribly wrong.
Yes, Barcelona won 4-0, but I'm sure Chelsea will bounce back next season.
This weekend sees the final round of Premier League fixtures, and the thing that's still to be decided is the race for the top 4 and the Champions League.
There are three teams in the race, but only two places. Rich, do you want to make your prediction?
Well, the teams that can qualify are Leicester, Chelsea and Liverpool. Chelsea play Leicester in a rerun of the FA Cup final on Tuesday, and I predict that match to finish in a draw, which will open the door to Liverpool. I think Liverpool will win their final two matches, and both Chelsea and Leicester will win theirs, which means that Leicester and Liverpool will qualify for next season's Champions League.
I think Liverpool will do it, but I think Leicester will miss out on goal difference and finish fifth, which will bring the Foxes back down to earth after their FA Cup final success.
The final round of matches all kick off at the same time on Sunday, so it should be very exciting.
We want you to make your predictions and talk about all this week's football on the Premier Skills English website.
To finish up the show, we've got a quick language challenge connected to this week's vocabulary.
We looked at three idioms in this week's headlines, and your challenge is to learn three more idioms.
The idioms we looked at were all connected to the moon. They were to be over the moon, to shoot for the moon, and once in a blue moon.
But you may have noticed that we spoke about some other idioms and phrases too.
We're going to give you three sentences, and you have to guess the missing words from these phrases. If you can't remember or you're not sure, you can find all of them in the transcript, or you can try listening to the podcast again.
Here are the three sentences. You have to try to guess the missing word. Are you ready?
Number one, players are often nervous when they're winning an important game, and there must be enormous relief when they finally get over the...
Number two, the limit for a talented young player who can score goals in the Premier League.
Number three, the underdog ever wins, so it makes me happy when they do.
We want you to write the answers on the Premier Skills English website, where we have some more questions and activities connected to this week's show.
Or write your answers on Apple Podcasts or on YouTube if that's where you listen to us. Just write the answers in the comments and say hi.
Before we finish, we just wanted to say that we hope you found this lesson useful, and we hope all of you stay fit and healthy.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.